a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer, and we've been looking into what research can tell us about getting ahead in America. Last week, we heard 5 facts about the American dream and found out that not everyone has the same shot at success. But research can also tell us a lot about how to improve the odds for disadvantaged kids. So here now is a list of 5 ways to increase opportunity. And the first item on the list, start in the home. So let's meet Angela Duckett.
And this is Aurora Duckett.
Aurora is 16 months old. She's actually Angela's second child. Angela had her first child when she was still in high school, and she gave him up to his dad because she says she knew she couldn't give her son the life he needed. When she found out she was pregnant with Aurora, she panicked again.
But this time I swore that I was gonna do right by her.
So she started reading parenting books and going to classes. Now that Aurora is a toddler, the Ducketts get visits from a social worker who helps with things like transportation. Aurora is also enrolled in a program in Kent County called Healthy Start. It tracks her development and gives Angela ideas for developmental toys that don't cost a lot of money.
Healthy Start will give you ways to do it where the books say go out and buy this expensive set, and Healthy Start says, oh, just use old pots and pans, or oh, just use cardboard boxes or movie cases.
This kind of stuff is important because studies show that kids from low-income homes are behind the other kids before they even get to kindergarten. In the early years especially, the learning that happens in the home makes the biggest difference. But even in homes where the parents do their best, there are other influences that can hold children back. So here's item 2 in our list. Neighborhoods matter. Sean Reardon is a professor at Stanford who studies inequalities in the education system. He says studies have shown that neighborhoods can make a big difference in school performance.
One is a study where low-income families in Maryland were randomly assigned to different low-income housing units around the county.
When they were reassigned, some were put in neighborhoods with high poverty rates. Others were put in neighborhoods where most of the people were middle-income.
Turned out that the kids assigned to the more middle-class neighborhoods did a lot better in school 5 or 6 years down the road.
The kids were still living in low-income homes, but the schools and the neighborhoods were mixed, and their grades improved. The problem is, if you're living in a high-poverty neighborhood, you might not have the resources to move out. So let's move on to item 3 in our list of ways to improve opportunity, savings accounts.
And that's particularly important for families who are low-income.
Aaron Currier directs the Pew Economic Mobility Project. The project has done many reports on what it takes for families to get ahead.
If you have even a little bit of savings, even if you have that $200 saved, you are that much more able to handle a small financial emergency that may come up.
And parents who manage to build up some savings might also be able to move on to the next option on the list to give their children a better shot. They can buy their own home. This might seem like an outdated idea, given what's happened to the housing market, but the Pew Project has looked into the data after the crash. Aaron Currier says home ownership still makes a difference in whether kids go to college.
And we find that those who were at the, you know, bottom and middle of the income distribution are significantly more likely to send their children to college than they would have been. And in particular, that their kids go to better colleges, quote unquote. They might go to a 4-year college as opposed to a community college.
College is the ultimate goal, and the 5th item on our list. And not just getting to college, but graduating.
Our research shows that the kids who start in the bottom 5th and get a 4-year degree literally quadruple their chances of making it all the way to the top.
And by that, she means they quadruple their chances of having a high income. Getting that college degree is what all the other items on our list are about. The studies show that people who graduate college are the most likely to break out of a cycle of poverty. With a college degree, they make their own opportunity. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.